part 3 of 3, individual completeness. Mary Baker Eddy has provided 26 different Bible lesson topics, each one to be studied for 1 week, and of course repeated once, beginning at mid-year. And the sequence of these are very significant, very strategic. Week number 10, the topic is soul, and that is basically about God. And the third of the 7 synonymous terms. Lesson 13 is reality. Lesson 14 is unreality. Lesson 15 is, are sin, disease, and death real? 16 is doctrine of atonement. 17 is probation after death. 18 is everlasting punishment. 19 is Adam and the fallen man. So that's about Genesis chapter 2. 20 is mortals and immortals. So she's introducing the idea that there is a concept of mortals, but the reality is immortal. And the next topic after that is combining the mortality as a comparison with the immortal, which is soul, which is seeing the real identity of man. In other words, if you're utilizing spiritual senses, spirit being the only substance, and soul being sense and identity, then she is comparing soul with body, body being the concept of the mortal, and soul being the immortal. And then a couple more topics down, God is the only cause and creator. And after that, God is the preserver of man. So these are very strategically oriented in their sequence. She is guiding thought to elevate from one level to another. And as just noted, the 23rd one is God the only cause and creator. But then the one following that, number 24, week number 24, is God the preserver of man. She's telling us that we need to realize that God preserves the man that was created in Genesis chapter 1. God the only cause and creator. And then she covers the topic, is the universe, including man, evolved by atomic force? Well, we know what that answer is, because 2 lessons prior, she said God is the only cause and creator. And God is the preserver of man. So only after we learn all of these things and the other topics that were not mentioned here, the whole 26 sequence, then we come to the finale, lesson number 26, Christian Science. So we can't really appreciate what Christian Science is all about unless we look at all of the elements. We have to realize that because the belief is that our life is dependent upon a material sense, and believing that life, truth, and intelligence is in matter, until we elevate above that and look at the real life, then we have a more difficult time. Mary Baker Eddy's last words while she was on this earth that she wrote, that was on a pad by her bedside, said, "God is my life." One of the books in our library is a discussion about just those words. Four words. The whole book was written about just those four words and what significance it had as being her last words that she offered to the seeker of truth. Well, that's the next synonymous term is truth. If we're looking for individual completeness, we obviously have to stick to the truth. Truth represents consciousness. That's part of the knowing of mind. Mind knows the truth. The truth about itself, the truth about its manifestation. Truth also represents motive. And we need to keep in mind TSA, thought, speech, and action. So our motive has to be pure, and it has to carry forward not only from thought, but also speech and action. As Jesus said, thinking is the same as doing. We cannot even give the appearance of evil in our actions. We don't want to give the salesman, the phone ringing, the suggestion, an opportunity to get its foot in the door. We don't want to do anything that's going to create gossip. Oh, I saw such and such with such and such, or whatever. We must follow a protocol that is not going to lead any human thought to temptation to create something or to report something. We've got to keep our thought, speech, and action pure. If we don't, we're letting ourselves open to accusation, even though it may be innocent. We don't want to even give the appearance of any possibility of an evil act. We must not let down the guard at the door of thought. One of our treatments is entitled Guarding Thought. That is extremely important, and it's the only treatment that has its own listing by itself in the main menu of the website. Guarding Thought. It's like if we're running a business, it may be a good idea to have an outside accounting firm handle the accounting, or at least to audit the accounting, so that there is a sense of reporting. One of the very moral and fine police commissioners of one of our largest cities in the U.S. inherited a city that was corrupt from beginning to end. And the population was so fed up with it that they voted in a brand new mayor, and the mayor hired this individual as his police commissioner. And they worked very closely together. And the police commissioner wrote a book and it had to do with accountability. And it stated that if there is no accountability, it doesn't get done. Now, if one is working by themselves, maybe they are running a one-man business. That individual needs to be accountable for everything he does. Even though he might not have a responsibility to report to someone else, there needs to be a system that keeps him on his toes. Mary Baker Eddy gave us the manual. There are rules of obedience in there. And even though that is the manual of the Mother Church, which was intended to be the manual only of the church in Boston for the members of the church, and the church was really set up to be not for the members of people all over the world, but it was set up for those who live in the Boston area that are going to be attending the church weekly. That is the manual for those people. And it was only because of a false sense of bureaucracy and a false sense of order and a false sense of control that after she was gone, they encompassed control on everyone worldwide. But it wasn't set up that way. It states very clearly in the manual that she must sign personally various provisions in the manual for those departments and agencies to continue. Otherwise, they were to expire automatically after she was no longer here. The board of directors, everyone. She set up the publishing society as a completely different entity. Unfortunately, due to corruption in the courts, there was an effort that was successful in bringing the publishing society under the control of the board of directors of the church. The publishing society was set up to be independent of the church. And the motive of the publishing society was to promote Christian Science. And the only thing the Mother Church was supposed to do with books was one book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. It was not even copyrighted. She did not want it copyrighted. I believe it was 1906 was the last copyright that she had, or maybe it was prior, the one just before 1906 was the last one that she copyrighted. After that, she specifically did not copyright it, as she wanted it to be available to the world without restriction. And the first thing they did was take her picture out of the book. As soon as she left in visible form, that was not an example of truth. That was an example of a lie. And they made other changes in the textbook. By the way, what we have available on the website is the 1910 edition, which was the last one approved by her. That was supposed to be the final edition. It's uncopyrighted with her picture in the book. We need to think about what they do in the court system. If you go to court, they want you to hold your hand on the Bible. That is supposed to be the standard, the Bible. And you say that you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That's what we need to say, think, and do. That should be our thought, speech, and action. When we think about individual completeness, are we trying to improve mortal mind, a brain, or a body? We need to forget about the body unless we're thinking of the true definition of body, which is really everything in our life. That's the true body. And we better be thinking on a spiritual tone, looking through the lens of spirit when we think about body, not something with arms and legs and fingernails and, you know, whatever else. Blood, bones, brains, and material elements, that's not body. Material elements are not real body. Mary Baker Eddy talks about lie upon lie. That's what the whole concept of matter is, lie upon lie. Frederick L. Rawson, who was one of the finest practitioners of all time, he's been gone for like 100 years, he wrote some very, very comprehensive books about Christian Science. One of them is Treatment or Healing by True Prayer, and in that he gives 1,315 different treatments. Every kind of a trouble you can think of is covered in there. He tells you what the belief is about the trouble, not in any great detail, just enough so you can identify it, and the exact opposite, which is called the counterfact. Like Mary Baker Eddy says, you need to expose the evil and you need to explain it away with the truth, which is the counterfact of the falsity. And he gives us an encyclopedia, A to Z, like a regular dictionary, alphabetical order. And he even does an analysis of the so-called physical body, telling us what the spiritual nature of each one of the major parts is of our physical body. Like arm, you know, whatever, legs, fingernails, everything. He covers it thoroughly in that book. It's available on the website. By the way, everything on the website at this point is free, so it's a bargain that you won't forget. We have an opportunity for anyone that sees a value in what they receive. If they would like to give back something, they can make a donation, but there's no obligation. So truth, if we want to know the truth about our own individual manifestation of God, we need to think about what God is, because that will help us understand what God's manifestation is. We need to know the truth about it. Now, once we go through the study of God from the standpoint of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, and of course, the first four words, which were incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, then we're ready for the finale. The finale is L-O-V-E. And that is the combination of all of the other qualities. They called Mary Baker Eddy Mother. And that's what love is. Love is the representation of the motherhood of God. Life is the representation of the fatherhood of God. The motherhood of God, the caring, the nurturing, the tenderness, the kindness. It's not kindness to evil. It's kindness to our fellow man. Kindness in dealing with others. Kindness to ourselves. Are we thinking of ourselves as being spiritual? That's kindness. Or are we thinking of ourselves as being a mortal born of a woman with sin, sickness, and death encompassing us all the time? Mary Baker Eddy says that we are presented constantly with suggestions about fallacies of humanity. Love. Jesus was a good representation of love. He loved his fellow man. Look at all the healings he did. Look at all the teaching he did. That was love. God is love. One of the popular statements on the walls of churches. Divine love will meet every human need. Divine love meets every human need. Well, how does it do it? We have to elevate thought above the problem. Like Einstein said, you can't solve a problem if you work on the level of the problem. One may be interested in taking a look at what Einstein says about Mary Baker Eddy and Christian Science and Science and Health. We have quotations on our website. In the main menu, his picture is there. Just click on his picture. It'll take you to his page that has the things that he said about those three. Mary Baker Eddy, Christian Science, and Science and Health. He says you cannot solve a problem if you're working on the same level as the problem. The same level as where the problem was perceived. We have to be above it. There was a professor at college. He hung a white sheet across the room. There's a little black dot in the middle of it. And he asked the students what they saw. And they looked around, they stared at it, they wondered, what in the world is he trying to teach us here? And they said, well, we see a white sheet. They all basically said the same thing. Finally, one person said, I see a little black dot. Oh yeah, that's what you're trying to teach us. Look for the little black dot. Look for where the problem is, or the variance, the deviation. So they all agreed, yeah, that was the lesson. They need to look for the little black dot and focus on it. They were all wrong. He wanted them to not focus on the little black dot, but see the big picture. And it was white, pure. The black dot was black. The little dot was black. Don't worry about the mote in your friend's eye or the speck in your friend's eye. Get the mote out of your own eye. We need to look at the big picture. What's the big picture? God. Incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That's the big picture. That's what we need to study. That's what we need to focus on. I believe I mentioned the book by Helen Wright, Your Divinity Revealed. She has a chapter on each one of the seven synonymous terms. That's what we need to learn. We need to become experts on what the words are that Mary Baker Eddy used in Science and Health to describe what God is. What does she mean by mind or spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love? How about the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite, which represents the Word, Christ, Christianity, and science? Word is the fact. Christ is the translation. In other words, we got to make sure that we are focusing on the spirit and not matter. We have to translate everything that we're confronted with to make sure that our focus is at the higher level, the spiritual level. Christianity is living it, living the Christ, living the truth, living the spiritual life. And then by doing that, we will automatically have healing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Don't work for a healing. Work for understanding God better. If we understand God better, we will understand ourselves better. The real patient is our thought. Our thought. That's what we have to purify. And we can do that by understanding God better, because we are the manifestation of God. We're not the manifestation of a mortal mother. We're not the manifestation of the belief of a universal belief. That is the lie upon lie upon lie. Mary Baker Eddy says the lie and the liar are the same one. We want the truth upon truth. That's the one we want to be. That's the one we must be. That's the one we must insist on being. Individual completeness. There have been some thoughts here on how to establish a higher level of individual completeness than wherever we are. Doesn't matter what level we seem to be, we can always go up, because infinite progression is concrete being. Infinite progression. There's always another level up. It's like the field of astronomy discovers new universes. They thought they knew what was up there. And then all of a sudden a new universe appears, because their thought is open to an expanded infinity, an expanded sense of the infinite. There's no limit. God is all in all, and we are God's manifestation. Our individual completeness is revealed to us as we are ready to accept it. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. Are we going to be that student? There is nothing but God. Amen. This is the end of part 3 of 3.